Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, was back on the air yesterday. Here he is on ABC.
Do you think because of 10,000 or 5,000 people, they have a legitimate, even if they have a legitimate demands or against my father or whatsoever, it means that the whole Libyan population is against Mr. Gaddafi?
The whole Libyan population isn't against Gaddafi, but a lot of it is, and things are coming to a head.
Rebel forces now control cities in the east and west, oil pipelines and weapons. There are signs of a move on Tripoli where Gaddafi is in control. Senator John McCain on NBC.
Gaddafi's days are numbered. The question is how many, and how many people are going to be massacred before he leaves one way or the other.
Libya appears to be moving towards civil war. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 28th. I'm Todd Zwillick. Both John and Celeste are out this morning, so I am joined by Femi. Okay, good morning, Femi. Lots of news out of Libya this morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, all. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. There are fears this morning forces still loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi are preparing to launch a counteroffensive. There's heavy fighting reported in Libya's third largest city of Misurata, but the forces this hour is on the city of Zawiya, just an hour's drive west of Tripoli. Government tanks have surrounded the city and protesters there are bracing for an attack. Meanwhile, an opposition force will reportedly leave the eastern city of Benghazi today and make its way toward the capital. Tripoli is on lockdown and mostly quiet this morning. One resident tells our partner, the BBC, people in the city are biding their time.
And inshallah, he's going to leave the country. Soon or later, he's going to leave. There is no school, there is no office working, there is nothing. Just until he leaves the country.
So far, Gaddafi shows no sign of leaving. His son, Saif, tells ABC News they will fight to the very end.
Nobody is leaving this country. We live here, we die here. This is our country.
The international calls for Gaddafi to step down continue to multiply. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is now meeting with world leaders in Geneva.
I think it's way too soon to tell how this is going to play out, but we're going to be ready and prepared to offer any kind of assistance that anyone wishes to have from the United States.
And over the weekend, both the UN Security Council and the U.S. government announced sanctions against Libya. The unrest continues in other parts of the region this morning. In Bahrain, protesters have blocked access to the parliament building. In Oman, it's the third day of deadly street clashes between protesters and riot police. And in Yemen, opposition parties have joined the protesters and are calling for the biggest rally yet in the capital of Sana'a tomorrow.
Many leaders in the region are trying to head off an uprising. Saudi Arabia's king has ordered all temporary jobs in the country be made permanent. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has given his ministers 100 days to deliver results or be fired. And in China, police use water cannons and batons to disperse crowds in several cities. Now, here at home, dozens of pro-union protesters stayed in the Wisconsin Capitol building overnight after police decided not to forcibly remove them. And in Washington, House Democrats and Republicans say they're close to a deal to avoid a government shutdown on Friday.
Well, the King's Speech was the big winner at the Oscars last night, took home four awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor for Colin Firth. Other winners included Natalie Portman, Christian Bale, and Melissa Leo. We'll have more coverage of the Oscars in 15 minutes. Moving on to the markets, Asian markets are up, European indices are down, and futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 12,130, the S&P opens at 1,319, the NASDAQ opens at 2,781.
So Colin Firth won an Oscar.
Yes,
King's Speech got four.
Right.
Oh, yes, the Brits are coming. We will get a review of the Oscars from the co-hosts of our podcast, Movie Date, Arefa Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. So join us in a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Takeaway with Femi Okay and
Todd Zwillick.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.